My coworker, Jeff.
Yes.
Who you met at Autocross.
Yeah.
He, a few months ago, bought a mint condition 94 Miata from an old lady.
Mint condition.
Yeah, like relative
for
94.
Where do they get the mint from?
I don't know.
Do mints come in really good condition?
That's not the point.
Oh, right.
The point is he's considering selling it now. It's out of season. So I said, well, how much are you going to sell it for? He said, $3,500 or $3,500. And I said, call me before you sell it. So I might be getting a 94 Miata. The only problem with it is that it's red.
Hello there.
Hey there.
I remember you fellas.
What? This guy's on a horse.
I'm out of town guy.
Yeah, out of town guy.
I'm a guy on a horse,
but they call me out of town guy because I'm usually in a place that's not my hometown.
Where have you been?
I've been traveling.
Traveling where?
I go out of town. So that makes so much sense. I say, I've been here for a little bit now. I better get on to another town that I am not from.
Are you a centaur?
No, that's a separate horse. I'm actually going to need to reshoe it right now. I hope that's not too much of a problem. No, wait a minute. I should take the other shoes off before
putting new shoes on.
All right, here we go. We're going to do a shoe. All right.
That's a nice shoe.
Yeah.
Is that a Nike?
They just are metal shoes. I don't know too much about the brands.
I've heard that Nike makes the best horseshoes.
So what have you fellas been up to? I enjoyed my time visiting with you a while back.
Yeah. We haven't seen you in quite a while.
No.
No,
so you've been out of town.
I've been out of town.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I don't keep track of a lot of places that I go, and I'm not a big believer in maps. So I just go different places, and I'm happy to have wound up back here.
Wherever the wind takes you.
Are you ever in of town?
I am. I'm in a town right now.
Oh, okay. Well, hello.
But I shouldn't stay too long because being an out-of-town guy.
Exactly. You can't stick around.
The longer you stay, the more your name fades.
Well, back in the day when I used to go out of town, you could go out of town and you would just be somewhere that wasn't a town. But now with these new maps and boundary lines, it's just pretty much everywhere you go, you're in one town or another, and I'm not too fond of that. You know, I used to like the day when you could go to El Paso, and then you'd have to get on the road and go to Abilene. But in between, you'd be out of town.
You'd be in between a town, man.
Yeah, and that would be down in Texas there. I'm not from there. I don't know where I'm from because I never had a family or a dad. Yeah.
You just constantly go where the breeze takes you.
Never. Do you pride yourself on being a polite man?
Yeah, I like being nice to people.
Really?
It helps when you're out of town, man.
Yeah, except here's a problem, out of town guy.
I go new places. I want to make a friend or two.
Yeah, I feel like you're going to struggle to make friends. I mean, you're at Puke's house right now.
Yeah.
Hello.
And you're from out of town, so maybe things operate differently out of town. But here in town, you don't bring a horse into a man's house.
It is kind of weird.
It did just shit. And this is a small house with no air circulation.
Oh, that's Henry. He's fine. I usually lay down some newspapers for him to take his horse turds on.
Yeah, you didn't do that this time.
Yeah,
I sort of failed.
Luckily, it's carpet, so it'll clean up easily
and
enough.
And this is a rental, I think, right? You rent here?
That's true.
All right,
that's true.
So don't even worry about it.
I'll just scoop it over by all the mouse poop.
All right, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's plenty of that.
Is there a big difference between horse poop and mouse poop? I don't know these kind of things because I'm not from around
here.
Yeah,
about 1,000 times.
Well,
difference.
It's only really the volume. That's the only real difference.
Sometimes I go
horses
places.
Have more.
Yeah.
They're bigger, so there's that.
Now, a mouse is pretty stupid, I think.
You can't ride
a mouse. Has anyone up here ridden a mouse?
I tried. I strapped, you know those glue traps you can get?
Yeah.
Well, I put a bunch on the bottom of a shoe. Two shoes. I have 2 feet.
Right.
And then I found mice, and I glued their backs to the glue on the shoe, and then tried to walk around on them.
On their inverted legs and feet?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Their feet were down, so I figured if I had enough mice on the bottom of my shoe.
You're standing on their
then
backs.
I could stand on the. Yeah, they could walk, and I would be motivated by the mice. They all died.
You wanted to recreate that cheerleader pyramid you're so fond of.
Yeah.
And sometimes I don't know if you fellas are being serious or just kidding, but I like it either way. I like the stories
and I like jokes too. A lot of blood.
So how long are you in town for?
I don't know. I never really set myself a schedule. I just go where, I think I can make a friend or two and learn a thing about the culture.
Do you let the horse...
What?
Navigate? Does the horse navigate?
I don't know. Sometimes I follow the sun. And sometimes I...
Well, that's going to be difficult because sometimes, like, depending on how long it is,
yeah.
The sun comes from an opposite direction. Then you're just going back and forth in whatever the amount, like, a 24-hour period, right?
Well, yeah, and that's
And then at noon, you're just trying to climb the sky or something? What the fuck?
See, that's all part of the adventure.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
I get it.
I don't know. Anyway, I think a mouse is a pretty stupid animal, and a horse is sure. a good animal.
What
and
do you
I think you should also have a goat to milk.
Oh,
what are you feeding your horse?
I got one right here.
What, I don't know. We find things along the way. You meet people in a town, and they say, hey, is your horse hungry? And I said, yeah, he probably is, because I don't have any food for him.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, they can eat grass on the way.
Hay. Hay sometimes.
Do you feed them mice? That's more for snakes, I think.
Yeah. Now, a cat.
Oh.
That's a stupid animal, I think.
Oh.
I see people, I go places, and people keep them as pets.
Yeah.
In some places.
I got scratched.
I know some people.
By a cat a few days ago.
Whoa! Oh, the cat!
And later that night, I had a dream that I had to fight a tiger-sized bobcat.
That's insane.
It was scary.
Well, see, I think any animal should have some utility, right? Like a horse.
Uh-huh.
I can ride a horse.
Sure.
I can milk a goat or a cow. I can hunt with a little dog.
Okay.
But a cat,
but whoa.
That's about as useless as a witch's dick hole.
But
that's a saying where I come
witches,
from.
The cat
a witch's will, dick hole.
The cat will get rid of all of these mice that you don't like.
The cats eat the mice. Because
a witch doesn't have a dick.
Oh, right.
As useless as a witch's dick hole.
Unless it's a real powerful witch.
Ah, wow.
Well, it is 2017, so I think witches can be any gender they want.
Okay. I don't know about years either. I'm not much for keeping track of time or places or people that I meet or when I last fed my horse.
Hey, out of town guy.
Yeah.
You want to do a show with us?
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, the old man's back in town. He's spreading cheer around. He's come a long, long way with his reindeer and his sleigh. He's bringing lots of toys for all the girls and boys. So spread the news around. Hey, the old man's back in town. He's waiting
for you. Boy, is everyone pointing at me? What's going on? I don't know what to do. Oh, hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. This is Puke. I'm Puke in the Gang. I'm the guest, I guess. I don't really know what I'm supposed to be doing, but this is 304 episodes of hilarity plus one.
Congratulations,
Brad Faggotown!
On 305. Almost no one makes it to 305.
Fuck yeah!
In the podcasting world.
I think most people don't make it to 5.
No. And the average is 7.
The average? How do you know? Have you looked these up, Google man?
I heard it on Cliff Ravenscraft's podcast Cliff Ravenscraft.
I think I heard about this guy. I think this guy from out of town told me about him.
No, he's a real guy, Cliff. And he does a podcast about...
Sounds like a Harry Potter house.
I feel like it's called the Audacity to Podcast, which is like a clever, use of the program.
It's a play on words because everybody uses Audacity, which is an open source program to record.
And you also need to have, a kind of drive and a kind of, spirit.
Yeah, you got to be a conceited fuck to want to do a podcast.
Yeah, you really have to say, hey, I have important things to say, and I'm going to get them out there in this hot new format called podcasting.
So anyway, that's Cliff Ravenscraft, and he said that the average lifespan of a podcast is 7, but a lot of that has to do with, what do they call that? SIDS, podcast SIDS.
SIDS, that's the sudden infant death syndrome?
Yeah, or death at birth. What is that called?
Birth death.
Deaf at birth. Dabs. That's what the rappers do when they put their... They dab, right? When they put their head in the crook of the... I think they're just sneezing.
Sudden infant death syndrome a real thing? It sounds like something that someone would make up to scare people.
It should be called infant sudden death syndrome. Because it's not like they're suddenly an infant.
Right? Sudden infant.
Yeah, that's...
Because that's like two problems. Or and maybe a relief. You go, oh my God! There's an infant in the room the extra bedroom. Oh, he's dead. Thank God. Jesus, I thought we were gonna have to replan our whole lives.
Yeah, either it suddenly comes out of nowhere or, like, puke suddenly becomes an infant.
Sudden infant!
Ah, oh. and then like, he dies.
You sounded excited about that.
Poof, and you're a tiny infant, and then you die.
It's amazing. What is this, Harry Potter?
Like Benjamin Button.
Oh, yeah.
That wasn't sudden.
Fuck
though.
That. No, it was not. It was over his entire life.
Like Benjamin Button, like a 30-second version.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sped up.
Hyperspeed Benjamin Button.
Yeah. Hyperlapse.
Hyper Button.
Episode 305. Welcome to the show, guys. Go to show@peakofthegang.com if you want to shoot us an email. We haven't gotten any in a while.
Why do you got to say we haven't gotten any in a while?
Because I want to encourage people to write us.
You can encourage them without saying how pathetic we are.
I don't think it's pathetic. I'm just...
No, I'm pretty sure it is.
I think that
our
show is so good, nobody needs to ask us questions or you know.
It's pretty much all covered on the show. You know, they say that's a good sign, too, when you're, like, doing a call-in show and no one calls in.
They're entertaining,
they're hearing
right?
You talk.
That's it's really good when you go, like, when you're a stand-up and you go to a night where you're standing up and no one's in the audience.
Oh.
It's fan-fucking-tastic.
Well, it means
but
that...
we don't not have an audience.
It's really great to do a show with no listeners.
What it's like is if the stand-up is doing a joke and there's no heckling. It means he's doing well.
Or
right? People like him. Mm. Well, so what? Yeah, email us a bunch of laugh emojis,
is
please,
it worse
so you
to
know
be,
that...
No. No. Okay, to your heckling point, is it worse to be heckled or to be ignored? Silence! Like, normally in 99% of my life, I want to be ignored.
Yeah.
Except when I'm on the show.
Uh-huh.
And then I want to have all the attention on me.
Well, we should have figured out how to hook up the streaming computer because Nick's out of town.
And, yeah, Nick is out of town guy.
Out of town, really out of town. He's so far out. So that's why there's no live stream this week. Thanksgiving and all, he boogered off to wherever the fuck he goes. And
he's talking to more of our listeners right now than we are because he's talking to Nicole and Joe.
Yeah.
Oh.
Listeners of the show.
Well, I don't know. People send me emails, and they're like, ew, could you talk about some ways that I could help my child with school?
Yeah?
Or learning?
Isn't that what you do?
Yeah. And I'm like, are you really this fucking gay? That you need you have to email me to figure this out? Like, if you have to email me.
Yeah.
So, okay, here's the thing. Right.
We should do a show for the PCL of this show. When the PCL, what is that, Brett?
That is the Private Channel Lounge, which was not my first choice for name it, but it's where you post all your bonus content.
Yeah, and you can sign up by going to pukeinthegang.com/VIP, and you can hear the big secret we revealed last week. But what I was getting at is we should do a show where we take all these gay emails.
Gay mails.
And we address them as earnestly as we possibly can.
Yeah, let's
but
do
us, not you.
Let's do
or the three of us.
Let's pretend that you're a POW. Your emails are POWs, and we'll do an exchange of ours for yours.
Yeah, we do mailbag questions. I should definitely do that for my show because people send me emails.
No. Don't do it for your show. Do it for our show.
Yeah, and then we'll answer your show's emails. That's what I'm saying. So when they ask, like, how can I teach my child?
You just respond back with the link, www.pukeinthegang.com/VIP.
And then I'll respond to the email by saying, kill yourself and your child.
No, we can be more clever than that.
Well, there's something that I don't like about people writing to me and asking me for advice because it's starting to be like, you're a guru.
Uh-oh. Oh, you're not a guru.
No, I know. No, I know. But it feels that way. I'm obviously not a guru. I'm a very ordinary man. But when...
And you're not... Indian.
But no. But a lot of people in the podcasting world, they become like these kinds of cult leaders, you know, where people follow them and do what they say and act like them. And I don't like it. And I don't ever like if someone was ever like, you know, what should I do? I would be like, that's gross.
Andrew's totally down with that.
That's all I want to do. All I want to do is people to write in and I tell them what they should do because I'm really good at that. Andrew, I don't know what I should do.
But you don't even know the people.
I don't care.
Andrew wants to be the Juru.
Then you're not good at it if you don't know their story.
You have to hear their story. And then I ask questions about their story. And if they didn't answer the questions in the email, I obviously can't ask them directly and get a response. So I fill in the blank. But I don't know what I should do. I'm clueless.
Oh, no one does.
But. Like when Puke goes, I'm stressed out about this. And I go, what the fuck are you stressed out about that for? Here's what I got to do. You just do that, you're fine. And then you listen to me and you go, oh, yeah, I should have listened to you an hour ago.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. And I shouldn't have waited so long to listen to you. Right?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Not always.
See, this is just him resisting listening to me. But whenever he's listening to me, it's always worked out. I
never realized how crazy the Jews were.
Name one time it hasn't worked out.
I'd have to think, but I'm sure there's a time.
See? He can't even think of one.
Okay. Have you ever given me advice?
A little. Maybe.
Maybe.
Oh, wait. Every time you told us to sell Bitcoin. Ha ha.
It's yet to be seen that it hasn't worked out. Because you don't know how valuable our table might become and how unvaluable Bitcoin might become.
Yeah.
Let's wait another 54 years or so, and then we'll evaluate this.
When we're at episode 3005, maybe the studio will be worth that $20,000 in English monies.
You mean $200,000?
Yeah, oh yeah.
That's about what it is.
Oh, fuck yeah, it is now. Because the Bitcoin price is up to 9K now, for fuck's sake.
You need about, 110 Bitcoin to be a millionaire right now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, fuck the show. I'm going to kill myself in the yard. No. It's very depressing when you put it like that.
Here's some advice. Don't kill yourself.
Oh, okay.
See how good I am at this?
Wow, that will pay off for you later, Puke.
See, you know what's funny? Outside of the show, I have zero confidence. Like, I have confidence in what I tell you.
Oh, so, yeah.
You
so,
should do?
Because if we weren't behind the mics, Andrew would have been like, yeah, I hear you. Definitely, let's both kill ourselves.
Yeah, I would have jumped on board. I would have hitched my wagon to your train.
Yeah. What? That is a strange phrase, because wagons don't hitch to trains.
I kind of like wagons, though. I've been watching the show Godless about the Old West.
Oh, okay. Netflix show?
Yeah, it's good. Okay. Jeff Daniels, Harry from Dumb and Dumber. Bad guy.
Oh, he plays a bad guy?
Bad guy.
Let me guess, a lot of shootouts.
Not as many as you might think.
I'm out.
Now, I got a question about Hollywood brothers. Okay. Jeff Daniels has a brother.
Black?
Right. Jack Daniels.
No, Jeff Daniels. Who's Jeff Daniels' brother?
To IMDb we go.
Does he not have a brother?
He wasn't related to Lloyd.
Okay, wait a minute. That you're thinking Bridges.
No, I'm thinking Lloyd.
So you had Lloyd Bridges.
Lloyd Christmas.
You had Lloyd
no,
Bridges.
Christmas.
Who is Jeff Daniels' brother?
I don't think he has a brother.
I thought he was not. Wait a minute. Is he the guy from that show where he plays the news guy?
Yes.
Who's like, newsroom. We're going to talk about
there,
how
there
it actually is.
Yep. Newsroom.
Newsroom. That show is fucking stupid.
No.
Fuck you, Newsroom.
But no, hang on. You need to cut Jeff Daniels some more slack, because there's a very infamous scene where he's having a lot of pooping troubles.
Oh.
I'm having those now.
right now, at the moment.
Man, I was on the road. Well, we'll get to that. But
John Daniels is his brother.
Bookmark pooping troubles.
No one knows who John Daniels is.
All right, so I'm thinking of the wrong guy. I thought there was two Daniels, okay? So usually you have these situations where you have brothers in Hollywood, and one is like a serious man and one is like a silly man.
Frank Stallone versus Sylvester Stallone.
Exactly. Ah. One is a serious man.
Which one's the serious one?
Sylvester is the serious one.
I don't know. There's a lot of comedy in Sly.
There is, but Frank Stallone is kind of ridiculous.
A little.
Okay.
He's a singer. He's a lounge singer.
Exactly.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, Frank Stallone.
Frank Stallone. I know he did the music for one of the early movies, right?
There you go.
Yeah.
But I didn't know he was still alive or existed.
Oh, he's very much alive.
I think he did that song from Rocky that's like, you're the best around. Oh, my God.
No, he did not.
Nothing in the world.
And that's not from Rocky. You're wrong on more than one level.
You're the best around. Nothing in the world can keep me down.
All right, Puke, I think you can
settle
this by simply
playing.
That's
from The Karate Kid. It's from The Karate Kid. I was making a joke, okay? But then it's not Frank Stallone. All right, so that's one example of Hollywood brothers. Another one where you have a serious and a silly are the Bridges brothers, right? Jeff Bridges is a badass, and Beau Bridges is a fucking dork.
What about Lloyd?
Lloyd Bridges is their dad.
Oh.
Who's proud of Jeff.
I never knew that.
And is like, this Beau, I wish I would have just drowned him in the tub if I knew he was going to turn out this way.
I just thought of the best one.
But I'm Lloyd Bridges, and I don't bathe my kids. My wife does that, or I slap her, because I'm from a different time.
Well, I was an airplane.
I'm from a different time.
I was an airplane.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck me. Oh, Ron Howard. Clint Howard.
It's like I picked the wrong week to quit on footage.
But the one that made me want to bring this up as a topic is
John Cusack, Joan Cusack.
No, they're about the same.
How dare you?
Seriously they should be taken. The one that made me want to get into this was the Quaid brothers. Okay,
Dennis Randy? Quaid, he's the worst.
Dennis Quaid, who is a serious actor.
And then the best, Randy Quaid.
And then Randy Quaid. Now,
Ishmael Borg.
Randy Quaid went fucking crazy.
That's why he's the best. But so did Dennis Quaid. Dennis Quaid went crazy, too.
Oh, okay. Okay. So have you heard about Star Whackers?
No.
Okay. So Randy Quaid has this theory that all of the Hollywood deaths are being the results of murders for insurance money, because actors have like big insurance policies on them. So somebody will insure an actor's like life insurance, right? Uh-huh.
And
so,
and then wait for them to die of natural causes?
And then kill them. So he would say, like, this was the case with Heath Ledger, Phoenix. And he calls it star whackers, right? The people, stars are getting whacked.
Yes.
So who are the star whackers and how do we stop them?
Yeah. This is becoming... I thought he was talking about Harvey Weinstein whacking off into a bush.
Is this all that the Scientologists have anymore?
What do you mean?
All they can do now, because they're a joke, right? For the most part, they're a joke. So all they have left to cling on to is they have money and they kill people.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, if you just did a YouTube Randy Quaid star whackers, you'll see some interesting things. There was one video where he put a mask on his wife and had sex with her in the video. And it's like, this is us fucking the star whackers. We're going to – yeah, just like watch this for a second and let's see what happens.
Oh, we got a video.
He looks smart.
I'm in there, though.
All right, I'm going to read a statement, and afterwards – turn it over to my attorney, Catherine Sass, for any questions you may have. Help! That's not the statement.
Hilarious.
For the past 20 years, my wife Evie and I have been the victims of criminal activities perpetrated by a small network of individuals who are out to destroy us personally, professionally, and financially. This network of individuals is manipulating the banking system and the criminal justice system for the purposes of sabotaging our credit and our credibility. Three of these individuals are Hollywood lawyers and a business manager, all of whom I hired 20 years ago to handle my legal and business affairs. They are Alan Wattenmaker, my former estate planner, Warren Grant, my former business manager, and Lloyd Braun, my ex-attorney. These three, along with a few others whose professional services I've engaged over the years, have conspired together to steal my property, my money, and with the aid of specific individuals at two major studios, Bruce Berman certainly being one, have gained access to my royalties revenue streams. These people have been able to do these things through the creation of a phony probate file, phony living trusts, secret bank accounts.
Does this get interesting?
No, this isn't. He's not crazy enough. This was like at the beginning. Hello? Star Walker.
Okay.
More echo, please. More.
Star Walker. Star Walker.
Let's see what this video is.
All right. Oops. Yeah. So that seemed very, very sensible and logical.
Oh, yeah.
I submit he is the sane of the Quaid brothers, because let's take a listen to his brother Dennis.
Okay.
Oh,
this. Yeah.
I looked up Randy Quaid again.
Oh, God damn it! I said Dennis.
Oh, Dennis Quaid freak out.
Yeah.
All right.
Dennis Quaid on YouTube.
First one. Sure.
What the fuck? Keep going. I am acting here, and this dickhead wanders onto my set. I can't even get a line out until Dopey the Dick starts whispering in your ear, and you're not even watching anymore.
Dennis.
Don't fucking Dennis me. I am doing my job here. I am a pro. This is the most unprofessional set I have ever been on. This is horse shit. I've got these fucking zombies over here that I have to look at. I have a bunch of pussies staring at me and this fucking baby. This is garbage.
All right. So
okay.
So let's just take these two videos.
He's got zombies and pussies staring at him.
Now one has zombies, pussies, and babies.
You can't make the call from two videos.
The other one has star whackers. But here's the difference. Dennis Quaid, based on the mentality of that video, he's a man who gets shit done. Randy Quaid, he doesn't get shit done. Yeah. He's got too many things going through his mind. Dennis Quaid is very in the moment. Randy Quaid is very, I take a step back and look at the big picture of things.
people are whacking stars.
Yeah, and that's the big picture. Where Dennis Quaid is like, right now, this is happening, you're pissing me off, and I'm going to let you know about it, and I'm insane, so I'm really letting you know about it, but at least I'm getting shit done.
And it's probably just some stupid TV show that doesn't even matter.
And I bet you that was a very productive day on set for Dennis.
Maybe. So find more, like, Randy Quaid stuff. I really think we need one more Randy Quaid to balance this out, where he really goes bananas.
Yeah, he went bananas and flew into the bunghole of an alien spaceship.
Randy Quaid, crazy.
Dennis Quaid, I think his freak out was not as good as Christian Bale's, though. And we have an
this
ad.
This is a cardinal sin.
Oh, great.
Obviously.
Skip it.
Skip it. There we go.
Randy Quaid, you may remember
Dave Rubin.
From such movies as Christmas Vacation, Uncle Eddie. He was also in Independence Day and many other films. He basically has gone off the deep end. He was sort of half off the grid for a while. Now he's been up in Canada, and he just released a video that was put up on YouTube. It has since been removed, but
I'm glad we're on top of the news of the day.
Hi, I'm Randy Quaid. This is my wife, Evie. I help media giants News Corp and Warner Brothers Entertainment earn well over $1 billion.
Okay, so Randy Quaid is wearing a large old sock on his head, and he has a giant
white beard,
white Amish man Santa Claus beard, and his wife is in the background in a weird bikini, wearing sunglasses indoors, clearly at night.
Yeah,
and they have a map of the world.
Or they're in the basement.
Is that a stack of VHSs in front of that map of the world?
I think they're books.
Okay, next to a bed with a bad bedspread.
I like the bedspread. It's a flannel bedspread.
Oh, flannel.
So this is obviously done for laughs, which further proves the point that Randy is not crazy.
Well, let's see what happens next.
He's not crazy because this is over the top. It's clearly staged. Why would he put his wife back there just kind of relaxing for no reason in the frame?
No, I mean, it's a staged video, but let's see if he's serious.
Obviously, it's staged, but he's not.
For the films Independence Day and Christmas Vacation.
Damn right you did, Randy.
What did I get in return? A Warner Brothers exec, Bruce Berman, stole my house. And News Corp's The New York Post continues to smear me to high heaven with a pack of lies. For good measure, Warner Brothers even had my wife and I falsely arrested 6 times by TMZ.
TMZ can't arrest people. TMZ can't arrest people. It's a TV show, Andrew.
TMZ of police.
It is the Centurion's faith which brings him divine power.
All right.
That's really how it works. Hashtag PMC. Police media corruption. Ba-dum! So, Rupert,
needs better sound.
Want to fuck me? I'm going to fuck you.
He's got a picture of Rupert Murdoch with eye holes.
Oh, that just ruined Independence Day for me.
He was humping his wife doggy style while she wore the
Rupert Murdoch mask.
In his defense, sometimes.
In his defense?
Yeah.
Andrew.
Huh? Well, you're not on mic.
I had to back up to yell. I know what to do.
You know, sometimes it's kind of intimidating being in the presence of so many great athletes. And hey, everyone.
Yeah.
Run for your lives. There's a shit cloud coming.
So what do we make of this? Who's the more insane Quaid?
Dennis.
For one freak out?
Yes, because Randy has gone and retired to Canada, where he is fending off the people trying to attack him to steal his money.
He's fighting the
Dennis,
new world order.
Dennis is just back in the mix of things, kind of picking at scraps.
Hey, everybody, there's a shit cloud coming. Run for your lives.
See? That's Randy saw that 20-some years ago.
He's basically saying the same thing today.
In 1996, he saw that, and so he got the fuck out. He's
like, pay you $1 million to sleep with your friend here.
So he did. He took that deal and split.
And then Rupert Murdoch took his house.
He was like, Cousin Eddie, Ishmael Borg, Independence Day guy, gone.
Mm.
What's he done since?
Yeah, I don't know.
Nothing. He can't get work anymore.
Well, he fucked his wife on camera there.
Great. Just to let people know he's still alive and he's still doing okay. And people are worried. I'm worried.
He can still get a bone.
I'm worried about that drink you nearly knocked off the table.
I didn't.
All right. So the question that I wanted to bring up on the show, that was a long lead-in, admittedly.
Yes.
When Randy is going to go kind of off the rails like that, does he say to Dennis, hey, we're brothers?
Yeah.
You know, we both have careers in this town.
Heads up, Dennis. This shit cloud is coming for you.
Do you mind if I go absolutely berserk and document it on YouTube?
I mean, it just – and I'm sure Dennis was on board because it makes Dennis look like the sane
one. Better,
Until even though he's not,
but he's still a Quaid. How far is he away? I mean, that shit's genetic.
Oh yeah.
Before this, he was the crazy one, and then Randy does this to save Dennis. Randy did this out of the goodness of his heart to save Dennis.
But what if the Star Whacker said, "Look, Randy, if that is your real name, it's probably Randall."
If the Star Whacker was Asian, he would have said, "Rook Landy."
"Look, Randy, you might not care about your career anymore. And you might think exposing the Star Whackers is more important, but does Dennis feel the same way? Because we'll ruin his career, too." Yeah. So, respond.
Yeah. He was purely trying to protect Dennis, his little brother.
No, he's ruining his career because he's exposing Dennis to be blackmailed to get to Randy.
No.
Dennis Quaid freakout is funny or die prank.
See? Then Randy called his friends at Funny or Die and said, look, Dennis freaked out because he's crazy. He's the crazy one here. You guys know me, Cousin Eddie. I'm not crazy. Do me a favor. I'm cashing in some favors. Just put it out on your website. Call it a prank. Everything will wash over. I'll do something nutty. I'll show Evie here. I'll show Evie here in her bathing suit, and I'll grow a beard, and everyone will forget about Dennis. Put it out. You'll get some hits on your website. Everything will be fine. And Dennis said, "Oh, my God, you're the best big brother in the world."
Full video. Let's see the full video. This is the
of the full.
Oh, Dennis Quaid melting down on a set. It's leaked, and Kit, it is epic.
The video is now spreading around the world and generating
I can't make the video
what
anymore.
What the fuck? Keep going. I can't even get a line out until Dopey the Dick starts whispering in your ear.
Just absolutely obliterating everyone that's on set.
This is horse shit. Look at these fucking zombies. Bunch of pussies staring.
They're like recapping the video here on whatever it is.
Did he just join the Christian Bale club?
Yeah, Chris Bale.
I think that was real.
Many are speculating.
Okay, and to be fair, Christian Bale is one of the hottest actors of the 2010s.
Okay, well, hold on. Let's see what...
Come out.
You're defending Dennis by saying that.
A bunch of times last night, and when I woke up this morning, I was being blamed for it. You play 50 pranks, and all of a sudden, people don't trust you anymore.
Ah, here we go. Here's the real.
Here's what really happened.
Scene 16, take one. And action.
I am telling them absolutely everything I know.
Oh, he's cool. He's crazy.
I am risking my life here.
Look at those eyes.
My children's lives.
He's risking lives.
Oh, the director just got up.
Remember, this is your breaking point. So let's go again.
Okay. I swear, I am telling them absolutely everything I know. I am risking my life here.
Wait.
My children's
life. Wait. What, Jack? I don't want to give you a line reading, but I feel like less emphasis on the my.
My.
So, yeah. Line would be like, I'm risking the lives of my children. Like that. Let's go again. Looks good.
I'm going to tell them everything I know. Absolutely everything.
Okay, there's somebody dressed as a dick eating an apple, and
there's the balls on the bottom of the costume.
I'm going to tell them everything that I know. Absolutely everything. I am risking my life. I am risking... What the fuck?
Sorry, Dennis. Let's keep going.
What the fuck? Keep going. I am acting here,
and they're showing a character with the cell phone
wanders onto my set. I can't even get a line out, and Dopey the Dick here is whispering in your ear, and you're not even watching anymore.
Stop it.
Don't
stop
you fucking diss me.
I
am doing my job here.
I want to see what the pussies are.
This is the most unprofessional set I've ever been on. This is horseshit.
It was literally horseshit.
I've got these zombies over here that I have to look at.
Zombies.
I've got a bunch of pussies staring at me.
Basket of kittens.
And this fucking baby.
Fuck you, Quaid.
No.
Andrew's saying no. Do you think they made this after the real freak out?
Yeah, because at no point is his face in a scene with anyone else's face in this scene.
You're right. In the real freak out, he didn't. Well, he did walk forward at one point.
No. I'm not saying that.
Oh.
I'm saying they took the footage from the real freakout and then just cut in clips of a man in a dick suit and cut in clips of a basket full of kittens and cut in clips of a woman with a baby.
But this is a different production value than the...
It is.
Right.
It's fucking faked to make him look like the uninsane brother.
You know what's...
This just proves my point that Randy is the not insane one.
You know, in the background, this light is different.
There you go.
What? Do you still have the other video up? Oh God.
All right, I'm going to mute it.
No,
we don't need to hear it.
Okay. Well, that was the, we have Randy in another window. So we're switching back and forth. If you're following along at home, we're switching back and forth between our quades.
Yeah, there's no light up there.
No, it's just really bright from this angle.
No, go back to the other frame. Go to the other frame. Other frame.
What?
All right, so we're switching between
tabs. The other tab on your screen, right there, actor Randy. God damn it, why would you get rid of the first one?
Oh, gosh. Sorry, everybody. None of this was planned. This is why we're having a hard time. If we were streaming live right now and Nick was watching, he would commit suicide. He would, because we're watching internet clips. Right about there.
Right around there.
All right. So it's the backlight on him.
It's a different camera angle altogether.
Right there.
Okay. All right. Never mind. I was wrong.
Yeah. See, there is a light there.
I thought it was on the right-hand wall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I might.
No, that's the same one.
Can we notice any other differences between the set? If you're listening at home, pull up both of these videos: Dennis Quaid freak out, and Dennis Quaid on the set freak out full.
Funny or die.
Yeah. Let's go back to the angle where he's sitting. Yeah, you can see the props in the background are the same. The lamps on and everything.
So good news, Dennis Quaid is sane.
He's so sane that
he's like, look,
I go nuts
sometimes. So just kidding, I don't. Now, when is this from? 2015?
Fuck, was I playing that?
Is that does the date say 2015?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so April 10th.
This is like in the middle of the Randy Quaid stuff. Mm-hmm. So are they making light? Is Dennis Quaid making fun of his brother? Is he such a Hollywood insider that he's like, you know what?
Not at all. He would never do that to his big brother, who he's looked up to through his entire career.
Dennis
Quaid was never in Vacation or Christmas Vacation.
Hang on. Here's something
or Vegas Vacation.
The real freakout video is from April 10th, and the Funny or Die is from April 15th.
See?
Would they have
it's a cover-up orchestrated by Randy to protect his crazy little brother.
It would be part of a guerrilla marketing campaign to release the freakout video first. And then have everybody in the news talking about it, and they go, ha-ha, maybe. You funny dickheads.
Funny or Die?
No.
Yeah.
No. Here's what it was.
It's Funny or Die. We gotcha.
Here's how it went. Dennis one night called up Randy and said, look, Randy, I know you've made enough money to last the rest of your life.
No, he hasn't.
That kingpin bit was the best. You never need to work again. I get it. And then he did Independence Day. Just fucking icing on the cake.
All right. Well,
one day I hope to drive into an alien's butthole.
Unfortunately, we can quantify these things.
Oh,
today.
This is orchestrated as well.
You keep telling your story while I go to
Randy,
Celebrity Net Worth.
I need help. I just freaked out on set. I just had a fucking meltdown. I screamed at a baby. I said, someone get that baby out of here and then go rape it.
I think that was off screen. Yeah.
Randy, I need help here. So Randy goes, what the fuck am I supposed to do?
Right.
My crazy little brother just flipped out. So he goes, all right, I'll be the crazy brother.
Yeah.
I already got this beard going. Yep. I've been doing a lot of hiking lately.
Okay. Yeah. So he's got
you
the
know,
beard
just
for
just enjoying
warmth.
My retirement.
Yes. Yeah.
So he's got this beard.
He doesn't want to be recognized in public and harassed. So
he quickly releases some crazy videos before this hits the media.
That's what
happened. And then he called in his favors at Funny or Die.
Dennis Quaid, net worth, $40 million.
Uh-huh.
Randy Quaid,
secretly,
net worth,
$100 million.
Randy Quaid, net worth, approximately $1 million.
Bullshit. You think Randy Quaid's only worth $1 million?
I don't think Randy Quaid is good with money.
I think that's what he wants you to think to protect his brother.
We see a video of him, and he's making color copies, high-gloss color copies.
He's pulling the strings.
Rupert Murdoch's face. That's like 75 cents a copy. How many did he make before he had to get that right? Does that to make a video fucking your wife with a Rupert Murdoch face? Like, let's say he made 10 copies. He spends $7.50 on copies, and that's only what we can see in a 3-minute video. Where else does he waste money?
Listeners, Which Quaid do you think is more intelligent here?
Not on bedroom furnishings.
Uh-oh.
He's not spending money
flannel
there.
Flannel bedspreads.
Randy Quaid's video came out in March 18th, 2015.
That's what I'm saying.
Wait,
Dennis called his brother and said, quick, help me out. Yeah. Randy released this shit, and then the news came out about Dennis.
No. Oh, so you think that he knew, like, the video was taken before March.
Yes.
And then he knew it was going to come out, then it came out in April.
That PA, or that best boy grip, or whatever it was, that was recording the cell phone video, they had to go contact a lawyer. They had to talk to those people that Hulk Hogan killed. You know,
oh, yeah, they got
to
get
they had to figure out what to do.
Yeah. You know what?
TMZ police had an investigation.
Exactly. We're fucking fools. This is exactly,
you're all fools.
This is exactly what they want us fighting about. The Quaid brothers. This is what the Star Whackers want us focused on. Right? Who's going to die next? Well, we're arguing about which Quaid has more money and who's more sane.
Who do you think would win in the octagon?
And who likes their brother more? Who's going to die next?
I hit my camera.
Yeah. Star Whacker.
That's so dumb.
Star Whacker. Star Whacker. Quaid. Okay. Anyway. So, yeah, let's pick who we think the next celebrity death is going to be, and then we'll just move on to the next segment.
Well, there was a celebrity death that will come up in the news quiz that I created for you guys.
Woody Allen.
Ooh. What?
Oh, Woody Allen should die, yeah.
No, but, like, it should be an untimely death. A tragedy.
Oh.
Like, if Woody Allen
I was
died,
just betting on age and probability.
Yeah. No, well, that's not how you play Star Whackers.
What about Weinstein? Does he count?
No. He's
not that
he's
old. He's
also old, and he's overweight.
Michael Rappaport.
old Don't enough to is. Die.
No.
For sure.
Heath Ledger, River Phoenix,
already
these stars were
already dead.
They don't need to be 27. Michael Rappaport's only 50.
He's probably 55.
I bet you he's 50.
Okay, Google, how old is Michael Rappaport?
Alexa, help.
Okay,
did she
Google,
call 911 if I say that?
How old is Michael Rappaport?
I can hear
Shut
her
up,
talking
bitch.
In the goddamn...
You don't know shit.
It won't stop now.
Oh, now it's telling me about Arthur Miller? What the hell is that?
That's Alexa calling us
That's
on
Randy
Skype.
That's Randy Quaid Skyping in.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Google, how old is Michael Rappaport? I feel like a real cunt doing this. Oh, my God, he's barely older than me.
See?
Aha!
See? And he's going to die, Brett.
He's 47.
He's going to die, Brett.
He's 47 years old.
Yeah.
But that's old enough to die.
It is old enough to die.
It's got to be somebody young.
From the age of 1 second, you're old enough to die.
Corey Matthews.
I don't know who that is.
Ben Savage.
Corey Feldman. Oh, my God. If Corey Feldman...
Corey Feldman's the same fucking age as Michael Rappaport.
Okay, he is. But he looks younger. And he did more kid stuff.
Wait. Who is the child actor that saw dead people?
Haley Joel Osment.
Yeah.
Haley Joel Osment.
He's fat now.
He's like
30.
Yeah.
He's fat now.
He's like 30-something, right?
Yeah, he was in some movie.
Sixth Sense.
No, but he was
Walrus. Tusk.
Oh, some recent movie?
You know, he's in a movie as an adult.
Tusk.
No, some other movie.
No, he was there.
He was in Tusk, I think.
Tusk was the worst movie. I fucking hate Kevin Smith.
I think he actually might.
Kevin Smith. I hope Kevin Smith is the next actor to die.
He's not an actor.
He is an actor.
He is.
Oh, he just stands in front of the camera
I
sometime.
Know. Yeah, he just and wears a fucking Islanders jersey.
Yeah. Oh, he does suck. Fuck you, Kevin Smith.
Wait a minute. I sat there at your going away party the night before you left to go on your venture to become out of town guy. I sat there and I ranted about how much I hate Kevin Smith and you all defended him.
No, I didn't defend
you
him.
You all defended him. You're like, he used black and white.
Oh, yeah,
he was so artistic.
He was
no,
comic books.
No.
He's the first person to mention Star Wars in a movie.
No, I'm saying that in 1992, it was interesting.
He started becoming the worst. This?
What?
In 1992, he started becoming the worst.
You want to blame somebody? Blame yourself.
And after that, it's like, well, I'm Kevin Smith, and I did Clerks in 1992, and that was neat.
And you should take his advice and blame yourself.
37. My girlfriend sucked 37 dicks.
He should have just shot himself in the dick and bled to death after that.
Well, hopefully Star Whacker steps up and takes care of this problem.
Wax that star.
How do we get to, like, an inn with Star Whackers? That's what I want to know. How do we get to be like the head of Star Whackers, where we could just kill celebrities at will?
I bet you Randy Quaid knows how. Let's get a hold of him.
This is a good racket. You have, oh yeah, see, that's,
you take betting pools.
Yeah, but no. Okay, so there's two ways. There's two revenue streams from Star
David
Whacking.
David Spade.
Two revenue streams from Star Whacking. Number one, you take out life insurance policies on them. Number two, you organize a celebrity death pool and bet on them.
Yeah.
Oh my
god. You can win both.
Yeah, exactly.
You'll know when they die. Yeah.
Exactly.
Just got to get a lot of pills.
What for? What
to kill them with? Nobody ever questions when a celebrity dies from pills.
Oh, I thought maybe you meant like Dramamine or something.
Oh, I was
maybe
thinking like an
anvil. Yeah, for
travel.
Me, I want some too, but I mean.
Maybe there was travel.
I was thinking like an anvil was a lot more dangerous than a pill, but I get it. I get it.
An anvil?
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to be subtle.
Anvil isn't. Or yeah. Piano.
Yeah, Wile E. Coyote's not for sale.
Send an email. I know we were shitting on email earlier, but if you know any ways to get involved in Star Whacking, the stuff that Randy Quaid is talking about, hit us up and let us know.
I bet Leah Remini knows who to talk to.
She was a Scientologist.
That's why.
Yeah,
she knows.
She's got a big exposing the Scientology thing going on right now.
Wait a minute.
Like a TV show.
You think Scientologists are killing people?
No. Yes.
Ooh. Why?
Because the
why not?
No one fears them
anymore.
That's
all the rage.
Everyone fears them.
Nobody actually fears them. They've been outed. Everyone thinks they're insane. No one fears them. They're lumping the Scientologists in the same Canadian camp covered in flannel as Randy Quaid. No one's afraid of Randy Quaid. No one's afraid of Scientologists anymore. So you know what they got to do? They got to create an even more secret organization called Star Whackers. And they're just like, listen, you know, Russian gangsters, we'll pay you to whack these stars and you can live in our fancy hotels. For free.
Interesting. And they come from the stars.
And you can have Katie Holmes. We'll just give her to you.
Do you know that Scientologists come from the stars, too?
Yeah.
Like the actual stars.
Xenu,
yeah. Neat. All right. So I guess that
Scientology
concludes...
in the aftermath.
How did she get hotter than she was 25 years ago?
She's not hot.
No, I know. But in this photo, she is.
No, she's not. That's not even a good photo ever.
Ah, you're not.
She's hotter
photo
in other photos. How old is she? Alexa!
47.
Alexa won't know that. She is 47.
See?
I know everything. My God. Oh, my God. How old is Kevin Smith? Wait a minute.
47.
Oh. Rappaport was 47. Leah Remini is 47.
The 47 Club.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
47!
Oh, my God!
Oh, my God! What the fuck?
I'm the best.
We're on to something now.
See, this is the thing. I don't know anything. I don't read anything. But I know everything.
All right. While we take this 70s van off to find celebrities to kill, listen to this episode of the Private Channel Lounge during the break. 144, we recorded with our car friend John, and we talked about cars for an hour and a half. So if you don't like cars, then I guess you could skip it or not, or whatever. Some of our listeners are like, oh, cars again. But fuck them. Go to break.
So before that, I was subscribed to like 15 different car magazines, and they just piled up and piled up and piled up.
Of course,
it was real bad.
He built a house out of them.
So many. It actually aided in development of a habit where I would actively want to go poop so I could read more car articles.
Because your headlight eyes couldn't see unless you were pooping.
Well,
the car articles.
They were in the bathroom. The magazines were in the bathroom, so I would go to the bathroom and I'd be like, oh, I got a quick poop. So I'll read a quick article.
Yeah.
And I go, I'm done pooping, but there's more articles.
Right.
So I would just still sit there. And then my legs would fall asleep.
Yes. That's what happened.
And then I'd be like, well, my legs are asleep. I can't get up now. So I keep reading. I would just reposition myself, waiting for my legs to wake back up.
And the next thing you know,
it's an hour and a half later, and I've gone through three magazines.
That's way too long to poop.
Yeah. Well, it's not all pooping. It's mostly just reading.
Still,
yeah.
I mean, pants off.
He was on the bathroom or on the toilet long enough that he had to poop again by the end of it.
That's the goal. Five, four, three, 7 seconds ago.
Welcome back to the show.
Hey, everyone.
Here's the real second half.
Thanks for sticking around.
I'm curious.
Are you?
Yeah. So
about what?
We're talking about Star Whackers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sounds like a conspiracy.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know what? Before we even get to that, Holy shit. Brett.
Holy shit.
It's been a while since you've been on.
Yeah. At least like 6 or 7 weeks.
Yeah.
Suck a dick.
Yeah. We know you went and sucked dicks across America.
Nope, that wasn't what I did. Didn't suck one dick.
Oh, really?
Didn't even smooch a lady.
I feel like you're missing out.
Smooch.
Right. Smooching ladies, sucking dicks?
Didn't do either one.
I don't get it. I don't even know why you went.
Well, it was a life experience. It was a challenge, and it was to raise awareness about the School Sucks Project, but also to meet the great people who have made a School Sucks Project possible, and also to make, you know, concrete some of the things we talk about on School Sucks Project, like self-education and home education.
What was your awareness level before you left?
Of what?
School Sucks Project.
How many people were aware?
No, just what was the general awareness level?
No, I'm just, it could be more. I need to reach more people with this message, and I thought the tour was a good way to promote the show and will continue to be. An Australian man who is my friend named Nick followed me on the return trip, and by followed me, I mean he sat next to me in my car.
And it was funny. I was talking to Brett on the phone one day last week.
Okay.
And I'm just talking to him about stuff, and I go, oh, wait a minute. Is that guy with you? And then Brett's like, yeah. And then I hear this guy go, hi there. And I go, oh, hey, guy. And then the guy and I started talking.
Yeah, but he's funny because he has an Australian accent. Australian.
Yes. Hello.
But not like Crocodile Dundee. Like more...
That's not a knife.
Civilized. I got him to say that a couple of times. I said, let's go. We went through past a knife store like in Arkansas. Yeah. And I was like, let's go in there and you just walk around with two knives. Same. he would say DVDs, DVDs.
What?
He's like, I will give your friend Andrew some DVDs.
Oh, DVDs.
Yeah,
DVDs.
What the fuck am I going to do with the DVDs?
He made some films about auto racing.
Are they like 10 years behind us in Australia?
No, but that's what I said, but he was calling everything DVDs. He goes, I'd like to see some DVDs.
Tell him I only take laser discs.
Just call them movies here. Yeah. I prefer DVDs.
I want to go to the cinema and see DVDs.
DVDs. The way he said it was really great. I really liked it. And then he would call my trunk a boot.
Ah, yes.
And he said heaps. He goes, oh, thanks, heaps.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Weird.
We say thanks, loads.
Were any of his words upside down?
Nope. What do you mean?
They spin backwards.
Down under? Yeah, his words come out backwards.
No, he had a little trouble with the toilets.
Was he confused about the toilets?
I don't think so.
Was his poo going
his
the wrong direction?
His plugs were different. His plugs were different.
Plugs?
Yeah, what
yeah
is
like
to plug
stuff in. His plugs had different ends
on
them.
That's all of the stupid planet.
Yeah, that's dumb.
Like everybody in Europe has a different plug.
Different voltage.
Yeah, it's dumb.
Yep.
They should all figure it out, but it's too late now.
I was wondering why it was taking his stuff so long to charge. Because he's got those Euro plugs.
Mm.
Anyway.
Yeah, the electricity gets confused as well.
Yeah,
like, how does this work?
I had an amazing time. It was a great experience, and I saw a lot of really cool things, and met a lot of great people.
What was the worst thing that happened?
I can't really say there was a worst thing. There was nothing particularly bad. The closest call to a worst thing was in Los Angeles.
Oh, of course.
Going to California might have been the worst thing. That place is fucked. It's like Idiocracy. It's like the movie Idiocracy in real life. Like San Francisco, that city looks like it's literally duct taped together.
What does that mean?
Go away, Biden!
It's just like so cobbled together. It's like, ooh, let's make a more efficient way to have a trolley, and we'll put it on wires, and then we'll have our buses on wires too. So when you look up above a street, there's just there's just fucking wires going in every direction. And I was like, there's no way anyone understands how this makes sense. And you know, the part of the city.
You sure?
Yay! There's no way that city makes any sense. I mean, it's really like the downtown area is sinking. Where there's nothing they can do about that. They should probably stop.
Sinking?
Yeah, sinking into the bay.
Like the Corvette Museum?
The Bay Bridge is sinking.
Really? The Golden Gate one?
Yeah. No, the Golden Gate is a short, kind of a small bridge.
You're full of shit.
What?
It's a pretty fucking big bridge.
The Golden Gate Bridge was one of America's greatest accomplishments.
Yeah, but it's a short bridge.
It's like over a mile. Look it up.
I don't think it's over a mile.
I think it's over a mile.
Well, it's still short.
Let's bet something.
Look at the Bay Bridge.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, compared, because here's the Golden Gate, yep. Here's Bay, it's bigger.
Yes, yeah, it's longer.
Longer.
But it's not more impressive.
Well, yeah.
It's a neat bridge, it's neat looking, but it's... I see he's taking a car. Are we going over it?
We're doing a street view.
Oh, we're doing a street view.
This looks like the Golden Gates. No, this is the Golden Gates shitty little brother.
No, it's not. That's the Bay Bridge. It's much bigger.
Let's see the Golden Gate Bridge.
Going to see the as if anybody's not seeing the Golden Goop. What? There's a street view in the ocean.
No, it's a tunnel.
No, look. Somebody did street view on a boat.
Oh.
What the fuck?
Boat view.
So there's the
such
two
majesty.
Towers.
All right, it's
Golden
two
Gate.
Spans.
And look over here, this Bay Bridge.
Yeah.
Look at how many spans there is.
Three.
No, and that's and only
Golden
one
Gate's
part of it.
Like,
that's only one part of it.
Yeah, and the Golden Gate's like, I can do this shit in two. Bay Bridge, little
it's
brother.
It's shorter distance.
You need three. Yeah. Doesn't matter.
Do YouTube longest suspension bridges. I bet the Golden Gate's not even in the top 20.
There's a lot of words.
All right, yeah, this is not good for us. No. We just need a list. This is an article.
Yeah,
highway
what am I
history.
Just look up
Ooh,
best bridges.
Highway history, that's a site I want to learn about or what's
oh
on there.
God.
I want to read is what
look
I'm
at that.
To say.
Puke just typed in
Number
best
one.
Bridges, the very first one, Golden Gate.
All right, I'm interested in length.
8981. That's more than a mile. Bam, I won the bet, but you didn't bet anything, God damn it.
Wait, how long is it?
8981 feet.
Five.
No, 8981. A mile is 5280.
Yeah, so this is 5981?
No, 8981.
Eight? Oh, it's 8,000?
No, almost 9,000.
Ah, that's wrong.
It's almost 2 miles.
That's probably centimeters.
No.
Ooh, what is that picture?
That's a demolition of the old bridge.
Oh, yeah, they had to wreck the old bridge, and then they built the new one. Not in the.
Oh, 10,000 feet.
Yeah, I know the Bay Bridge is longer. I'm just saying that's a lesser bridge.
It's a cool bridge, though, and it's got a tunnel in the middle of it.
Okay, look up the Skyway in Florida. Skyway.
What?
Skyway.
Jesus.
Hey, we're learning about infrastructure.
Do you like listening to us look up bridges?
What's the length of the Skyway?
21,859 feet.
Fuck you, California. Florida did it.
I say fuck you, California. That's my motto.
And the Skyway looks way cooler. They don't
Holy
need this.
Shit.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, where does that go from?
From the bottom part of Tampa Bay to the top part of Tampa Bay.
Holy fuck. That's a long one.
Let's
do a little
street
view of that.
And it sounds way cooler than Bay Bridge. It's
oh,
the
that's
sun
a fucking causeway
Hold on. No,
bridge.
No. You're not even looking at the right one. It's looking over there. It's over there. I had a 4x4 fence post hit my windshield of my S2000 on that
there's
bridge.
There's another bridge right next to it?
It's a fishing pier.
Oh.
That's the fishing pier wow. Puke was just okay. looking at. Now you're going up. This is the only hill in Florida.
This doesn't look like it's entirely.
This is an artificial hill. It's the only hill in Florida.
It's going up.
Oh, it is a suspension.
Giant
bridge.
Suspension bits.
Yes.
Okay, awesome.
Why does it only have cables on one side?
Or it doesn't need two sets of cables, Brett. It doesn't need it.
Doesn't need. Oh, God. Now I don't know how to get back to.
Well, the water's really shallow there.
It is. I grounded a boat right by there one time. It was a bad night, bad day. I had to get in the water and try and lift a 10,000-pound boat as they floored it. Like I was just pushing up on it.
Oh, and from the water?
Yeah, I got it to move.
Okay, so that's...
I felt very strong.
That's actually a combination of... It, see, they're trying to make it look like a suspension bridge. It's actually a causeway bridge.
You're trying to look like a suspension bridge.
It's like a causeway with a bit of suspension bit.
Have you ever seen the Chesapeake Bay Bridge?
Probably.
Yes, I've driven over all of these except for anything in California.
The Chesapeake Bay Bridge is probably the raddest bridge.
You expelled nothing.
It's fine. Chesapeake Ray Bidge.
You don't need to spell correctly.
Now, this is a bridge and a tunnel. This is one of the most impressive structures in the world, I would say.
Oh, is it?
These are like these Netflix shows that I fall asleep to.
Yeah, this is
top 10 architecture shows.
Don't we have a news quiz?
Yeah, we do.
Yay.
Let's do a news quiz. Are there bridge stuff in it?
No.
I hope not.
Whoa.
I'm not good
well,
at
I was going to say, we got some you like numbers. Brett's trip here, he did 40.5 days, 8,991 miles.
That's about as long as the San Francisco Golden Gate Bridge.
And that's feet.
Yeah, same thing. That's how far you went.
He did, 36 towns and cities, 27 states, 11 meetups, 24 tanks of fuel, 3 oil changes, 1 car.
The third one
car?
I actually haven't gotten yet, but it's scheduled.
14 hotel rooms.
I think you're changing oil too frequently. If you didn't even do 9,000 miles and you're already on your...
because I changed it before I left. Uh-huh. I counted that right before I left. I counted that as one. I changed it in California, and I made an appointment to get one this week.
Okay, that's... okay.
He drove for 11 hours, was his longest stint. top speed of 105 miles per hour in the Utah desert.
At one point,
his slowest speed was zero in San Francisco, L.A., and New Jersey.
At one point, I was talking to Brett on the phone.
Never pulled over.
And he goes, guess how fast I'm going.
Oh, how fast?
He was like going like 97.
That's it?
That's fast.
Yeah, it's fast, but we've done that
several times.
We
recorded a podcast at 120, and we didn't even know it.
Yeah, where were you? Where were you driving?
That was
Arizona.
Arizona. Yeah.
Oh, that's where you can drive that fast.
Yeah, I know.
Well,
yeah.
It wasn't legal though.
No, it's not. But there's no cops.
Right.
Yeah,
because they're all in L.A. and they're all in New Hampshire.
There were engines on horses shooting us with arrows.
New Hampshire calls the like Utah and Nevada and Arizona, and they go, "Hey, can you send us some cops?
Because
we keep seeing people who don't have inspection stickers, and they're going five over."
Yep.
Yeah.
And this guy in a pickup truck with something in the back ran from us.
Yeah.
That was close.
So, driving here sucks. Andrew is right. You know, we were like, what was Andrew?
Yeah, buddy, hang on. I got to point this out again. I feel like if we compiled all the times that it's been recorded on this show that people have said Andrew is right, we'd have hours and hours of audio.
That should be your episode 400. Andrew was right. And it's just a compilation of things.
That'd be the best episode.
Yeah. Well, for you, yeah.
For sure. It
depends on who is
out. Well, yeah,
editing's going to be a bit much.
So you wanted to know about something that I could tell you about.
Well, you know, I just kind of wanted to hear about your trip because we hadn't really heard about it. And I know you have been posting stuff on Facebook, but I don't have Facebook. And I want to know what you liked, what you didn't like. Obviously, you didn't like California. You were gone for 40 and a half days.
Well, it was an interesting experience in that I was worried at first. Like, I think it was like day three and I was on the New Jersey Turnpike. And I was like, is this what's going to be, just driving on the highway the whole time?
Yeah.
And then I realized when I got to Philadelphia, oh, this is more about the people. And I really have to prioritize getting to the places where the people are.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't a sightseeing tour. I mean, I'll see sites where I see them. And I did see some amazing things. And I went to lots of places. I went to like 20 states I'd never been to before.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I would fucking love this. Like, I so wish I could have just rode along.
But the people
I got fired in October and I just went with Brett.
The people that I met and the experiences that I had were just really tremendous.
Oh, see, I wouldn't give a shit about the people.
Yeah. So you'd have a hard time with that because you had to stop every day and see people.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah.
Right.
Because, seeing the people and being like, that would make the whole road part better.
I'd like it if you said that every time I introduced you to somebody on the trip. You I can take or leave you. But
I don't like how you say LOL.
Yeah, exactly.
You shouldn't say LOL. You should just laugh.
But everybody was like, I have the coolest listeners. I'm so fortunate that these people think I'm worth listening to because they were awesome. They were just amazing people.
I feel everywhere like our listeners need to kick your listeners' ass for saying that.
I don't think they could.
Mm.
I picture your listeners being mostly crippled. You know, what's that thing where you have the kind of curly hands?
MS?
Curly hands. Multiple sclerosis.
I picture you having like a lot of
Chris Elliott syndrome.
Curly-handed invalids listening to this.
All right, you hear that, listeners? Go beat the shit out of Brett's listeners.
Fuck yeah! So, there were lots of highlights, like seeing downtown Detroit, like in the bad parts of Detroit.
And oh, yeah, what a this. Treat.
Interviewing. No, it was really cool. I mean, it is like almost like a safari, you know, like going through those neighborhoods.
I can attest to this.
Wow, that's...
No, I know what he's talking about.
Have you
heard about these blacks?
I used
downtown
to...
Detroit.
Oh, we didn't go where the blacks were.
Oh, see, in 2003, I slept in 8 Mile.
Oh, really? Is it blacks there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and Eminem.
No, he wasn't there anymore.
Oh, right. So we'd left.
That was like 10 years earlier.
Okay.
But, and then I got to go to Detroit a lot for work in the worst parts in 2008. Yeah, around 2008. That was a bad time to be there.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. It's a lot better now. But I was watching pockets get better. It was interesting.
Well, yeah. I mean, that was just one place that I was. I mean, you know, there were places that were just great for the people, like Philly. I didn't see much of the city, even though it was a really cool city. But the people that I met there were great or re-met there.
I don't know. It's not that cool. They're just like, oh, we put steak and cheese together once. And that's all we got.
That. They don't brag about that.
That's
at all.
All we got.
They don't brag about
that's
that.
That's
all
we got. And then there's a show with Danny DeVito. And that's it.
So Philly is a lot like Brooklyn, like cool parts of Brooklyn. That's what Philly reminded me of.
Yeah. It's like we're really expensive and we know it. And that's that.
But it's also also where they shot Rocky, so I ran up the stairs at Rocky.
Of course, yeah.
One of the highlights was definitely Pittsburgh when Andrew was there.
See, that's a city.
Yeah, that was really amazing. Like, that was such a great experience. We walked 11 miles. We saw so many different types of things.
You could have gone across the bridge.
Crows. We did cross a bridge twice.
Oh, a crow migration.
Crows.
I may have pretended they were bats.
I have never okay, seen so many crows.
So many crows.
I think they were trying to be bats because they're like, hey, Batman used to hang around here.
Oh, right.
And then they were just like, I'm flying that way. And then like 1,000 of their friends said that. And then like 10,000 of their friends said that. Just endless crows. I was afraid I was going to get shat on.
Yeah.
I was convinced.
Did you?
No.
Wow.
Amazingly.
No shat.
So no shit.
I have about a quarter terabyte of B-roll from...
Goodness.
Camera. Well, no, actually, that's just on the GoPro. I have all the stuff I shot with my phone, too. So there's lots of video of all of this. And
what'd you like about Pittsburgh?
I just thought the layout of the city was very cool. I thought the people were great. I thought the variety of things that we were able to see.
So we didn't see the people. What people did we see? We saw the guy trying to sell us beer.
I just liked the way the people looked. I liked how they were kind of like, you know, they had mustaches and Steelers jerseys.
Okay, yeah, they definitely had Steelers jerseys and they were playing music loudly and drinking beer.
But my Australian friend said "and that" too at the end of stuff.
Oh, so we were walking through a tailgate party.
Yeah. I thought it was just great. It was really just a cool place.
Did you
the
guys
architecture...
see a Steelers game?
No, we just hung out at the tailgate.
Brett tried to molest some ducks.
Oh, yeah.
No, wait, did I?
Goose?
Ducks? Where?
When we started walking by the pond. By the stadium.
Oh, right at the beginning.
Yeah.
When I thought the best thing we were going to see was geese. that was right at the beginning.
The best thing you were going to see was geese.
Yeah. I talked to a lot of animals. I made a video of me talking to a squirrel. I made a video of me talking to a donkey.
What about the statue butts?
I made a video of me talking to some weird bird that I think was a vulture in Utah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I would just say, hi, I've never been here before to it. You know,
the animal would run away as fast as possible.
Squirrel tried to give me food.
Really? Usually they try to take it.
Yeah, how'd that work?
I said, I've never been to
monkeys.
No, I said, I've never been to Sacramento before. Can you recommend a place to eat? Yeah. And it picked up a nut and showed it to me.
Yeah.
And then dropped it like I could have it.
Oh, that's nice.
Wow.
Yeah. It's on Instagram.
Friendly squirrel.
So all your listeners should follow me on Instagram at School Sucks Podcast or just search Brett Vinat. And you should follow me. I'm almost to 700 followers and I feel like I need like 2,000.
Yeah. And we linked his website in the show notes. You can scroll up
and
see.
Butt girls on Instagram, they just got a good butt and they don't do anything else. I mean, for a 40-year-old man,
yeah.
I bet nobody wants to look at a man's butt.
Speaking of butts.
I did a thing.com is Brett's website.
I did a thing.com.
Speaking of butts, though, I think you failed to follow through on something, Brett. Mm-hmm. You started a series while we were in Pittsburgh. We walked by a lot of statues. Like, there was Roberto Clemente. And
I took pictures of their butts.
Some other baseball player. And then, like, Christopher Columbus.
Yeah.
And you started taking photos of their butts, but did you follow through with that in other cities?
No, I didn't see a lot of... I mean, well, most of the statues I saw were in Virginia, like Robert E. Lee. That's a controversial one.
It sounds like you dropped...
Did you pull it down?
You really dropped the butt.
Man, I did. I mean, the first one I did was Rocky's butt in Philly, and I was like, this could be like a whole thing of butts.
But, see, yeah. I was doing a thing where I was getting photos of you taking photos of butts.
Oh, but you were only with me that one day.
Yeah, so I only got like three of them.
Yeah.
You did get a nice butt of the... Wall Street Bull.
Oh, yeah. I got the butt of the bull. Did you see that one?
I did.
It has an anus in it.
Yeah, yep, I did.
They
I
actually
saw.
Like sculpted a literal anus.
That was my only anus.
Bronzed anus. What if they just took a real bull and like poured bronze on it? And that's why it looks so good.
Kind of like what Schwarzenegger did when he was Mr. Freeze.
Yes.
And he would just freeze everybody in place.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Fuck that movie. God damn it.
Yeah, so California was awful. You said there was one terrible thing almost happened there.
Oh, in Los Angeles, I had this phone, the Galaxy Note 5.
Okay.
That's the phone that a year ago started taking a shit on me when we were in Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah?
And then I had to talk to the manager's manager.
Oh.
Remember?
Yeah.
From Verizon.
Nope.
And they sent me a phone to my mom's house. And then I yelled at them for sending it to the wrong address and told them it was lost.
Yeah,
so
okay.
She sent me the phone, and then Verizon sent me another phone.
Right.
And then I sold one of them to Brett,
nice.
And I just found the other one.
Oh, you have another one.
You still have the other one?
Good. I want that one, too.
Oh, okay. $100.
No, you should bundle it with this.
I wasn't part of the deal.
I know, but like as like a
you know, they're
good
up to
customer
like,
loyalty.
They're up to the 8 now.
So
this is the five.
It's fine.
That's
it does
my
everything.
Point. It's like, who wants a five?
Yeah, I mean,
should have sold it when the.
Well, just to recap,
you
my
sell
phone
pumpkins before Halloween.
I would plug it in and it would start freaking out. Like it was charging and it wasn't charging. And the battery would deplete very quickly.
Uh-oh.
And then it was getting super hot.
Ooh,
and this was right around the same time that all those Galaxy phones were blowing up.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
In a bad way.
In a,
Not blowing up like the new 50 Cent album.
Yes.
Right.
So, anyway. Yeah.
Just, more of a burn your dick off kind of blowing up.
Yeah, that's what happened to me. So now Brett's traveling. He's out west. I think it's the west that does this. But go ahead.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know if it was the what it was about the climate.
The west.
Okay. So I'm using Waze, right? Which doesn't use a lot of data, but it rips through the battery really fast.
Less than Google Maps, though.
Yeah, I don't know. But both of them, like if you just put it on the charging port and then run it, it doesn't charge. It just stays at the same battery level.
Wow.
While you're using it. It doesn't really go down.
You need like a better charger or something.
No, no, no. This is the wireless charger I'm using.
Yeah.
So, which is why you're using a wireless charger in your car. That sounds like you'd be picking your phone up off the floor a lot.
Yeah, what the fuck, Brett?
All right, so I find a place where I can get an oil change for a deal in L.A., right? Because I'm thinking everything there is going to be like what I think it is plus $100.
Right.
And that's California, pretty much. So
that was the most expensive taco ever.
I find the oil change place, and then I look at my phone. And the battery, the phone is really hot, and the battery, I'm almost like watching it go down in percentage. Like every time I looked at it and looked away, it was down like 1 or 2%.
Yeah.
And that could be just in a matter of like seconds.
Wow.
So it's draining. It's like at 20%. So I shut it off and I try to plug it in and it won't charge.
Uh-oh.
And it's overheating still. I can feel it. So I leave it off and then I'm like, I'm fucked because I have no idea where I was staying at a hotel in Culver City. But I have no idea where I am in L.A. I just followed the GPS. And you know, I mean, like,
yeah, right.
I know some of the neighborhoods there, but I don't know where I'm in. And it is a huge spread out city.
Yes.
It's bigger than Manhattan. So I just start driving around until I find a commercial area. And then once I'm in there, I just start driving around looking for a Verizon store because it's a Verizon phone, even though I use Ting. So then I go in there and I'm like, fuck, I'm not a Verizon customer.
Uh-oh.
Andrew is. So I say,
hey.
What's your name? So what they do is you go up, a person comes up to you and they're like, hi. And I'm like, wow, that was convenient for California. Someone comes right up to you and helps you. And he goes, I'd like to check you in so we can help you someday.
Yes.
So he said, what's your name? And I'm like, Andrew Mercer. And he goes, what's your phone number? And I said, I don't know. You don't know your own phone number? No, it's new. Phone and it's like I'm one of the people on his account, so I don't have his phone number memorized. So now I've like crafted the lie into something more realistic.
Right.
I'm clearly not Andrew. Like if they have a picture of him, even though I think we have like I've seen pictures where we look similar.
Yeah,
but we're not the same person.
I think we've sounded similar.
Sound similar? Yeah.
So really? I tried to sound like Brett there.
I think we. No, but there was a picture of us once, and I thought we looked almost like we could have been brothers in the picture. It was weird. So anyway,
you have to find
which one's the crazy one?
You have to find an Indian person that can't tell the difference between white guys.
Oh yeah, what? Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. So no, this was a black, I believe, just a black man,
close enough.
And he wouldn't have been able to tell the difference. And he
probably
didn't.
Not,
he gave so little a fuck. About me,
exactly.
That he probably I could have showed him a picture of him, and he would have been like, "Oh yeah, all right, fuckface,
whatever, cracker."
Someone should be with you in about 15 minutes. So I was clearly beside myself, and I said, "Look, this is my only hope. I'm 3,000 miles from home. My phone stopped working. This is basically my lifeline. You know, I'm traveling." And so then another black girl helped me. She said, "Let's put it on the charger port." And she said, let's put it on the charger port, and it started to charge. Right, so something is wrong with the actual wireless, not the port.
I see.
So something is wrong with the actual port. Now we know. And every time I've tried to plug something into the port, it won't charge, and the phone starts getting hotter.
Did you get a booger in there?
No, it's probably that. I mean, I could clean it out with an alcohol swab or something.
Yeah.
You probably have some kind of doodad.
I'm sure Puke bought about 40 of them.
Do you have a pipe cleaner?
Oh, I just packed them today.
You packed your pipe cleaners already?
Yeah, because I've never used them. They're in my... No, they were used for pipes. And I haven't smoked a pipe in fucking 5 or 6 years.
That's right. They are used for pipes. And I always wondered why they were called
that. What are
these
doing in my cabinets in the way? So I don't have access to them very easily anymore, and I don't want to help you out.
Okay. Yeah, sure. That's fine. So anyway, the phone starts to charge and gets up to like 30%. And now I feel like that might be enough battery because it's not overheating anymore. That might be enough battery to find my way back to a place I know in Culver City.
Yeah.
So where my hotel was, which would have been – because, I mean, if you get to the hotel, you know, you go up, you just pick up that hotel phone and you're like –
Ah, the hotel phone.
Call my friend Nick. Call my friend Rich. You know, you just – and you tell the people at the hotel what to do.
And they're like, who the fuck is Nick?
Yeah. Well, you give him a little information.
Oh, I see. Yes.
Or you say, get me – You talk like they do in the 40s, where you just say the like the neighborhood and then...
Give me Chicago.
Klondike 5.
No. You say, give me Northside, 3376. And they hang up on you. you techie. Turkey. Anyway, so I have to buy... I was like, all right, well, give me whatever you're using right there. I want that one.
That
and
charger,
I was afraid that some other version of that wouldn't work or work as well.
I see.
So I made a bad decision buying the $70 one. Oh, I should have bought the $80 one.
Well, hang on. What? Here's the problem. That $70 one from Verizon is like $13.
On Amazon
anywhere else,
yeah.
That's
But then again, how would you have gotten such an item?
I couldn't.
So this is your greatest fear, where you cannot even access Amazon or get a delivery.
Yeah.
Right.
So I walked into your house today. There's like 3 Amazon Prime boxes sitting there.
But this was such a scare. Such a scare that I was just like, just give me whatever that thing is that's working.
Yeah.
If I have to pay $100 for it, I will.
You should have just punched her and taken it and ran off.
But there was one.
Yeah, it's L.A. That's what you do.
That
you should have yelled Rodney King and ran out.
Yeah, I should have yelled Rodney King more. there was one that fit into your vent, you know.
Okay, yeah,
and then it magnetizes to
That's the one.
That was $10 more. But
I'm
like,
gonna get that.
That's a gimmick. Maybe that doesn't work.
I gotta get that.
So I didn't want to risk it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah,
and she wasn't like, it's like if I said something like, can I take it out and see if it make sure it works? I'm like, no, you can't do anything that's actually helpful. Fuck you.
Yeah,
Rodney King, bitch!
Wait, Rodney King, bitch? Yeah, I should have said that more when I was there.
Rodney King. That's so stupid.
So I buy it, and then I put the rest of the trip from L.A. all the way back here. I'm just balancing the thing in my center console to charge my phone.
I get in this car.
Yeah, you turn slightly, and it just falls right off. Right?
I get in his car last night. He makes a turn. The phone immediately jumps from the center console on the charger to the crevice between the passenger seat and the center console, and not only slides to the floor, but underneath the seat, which is a powered seat, and I'm in the passenger seat. I have nowhere to even get it.
It wasn't that big of a deal because most of the driving I'm on the highway and on the trip it wasn't that big of a deal because most of the driving I'm on the highway and after a while I just kind of reflexively had this training that when I go around a sharp turn I just kind of grab the phone.
See, this is just like – this is why I think it's important for young people to drive shitty old cars because those shitty old cars, it's like, oh yeah, when you go around a left turn, you're very likely – there's a 74% chance you're going to flip over. So you have to, like, just train yourself to do certain things when making certain types of maneuvers. Like, oh, reverse doesn't work. The car doesn't start when it's, you know, between 31 and 43 degrees.
Yeah.
So you just train yourself to do all these things, and you have to pay attention to it so it involves you in driving. Cars today, they don't offer that. It's a safety mechanism.
They have lane keep assist.
Yep.
Which you could have used to keep your car.
Nation of pussies.
I don't have lane keep assist. That's for fucking gays. Not actual gays. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
Sorry, gays.
Ooh, yeah. Perhaps.
So we have a news quiz or what?
Oh, yeah. Perhaps.
Well, we're happy to have you back.
Yeah, I'm happy to be back, and I appreciate you being part of the trip.
Well, you missed out on so much.
What do you mean? You missed out on a lot. You missed out on trivia. You missed out on pokers. You missed out on Halloween.
I could say you guys missed out.
No, we didn't miss anything. I went to Pittsburgh. I was there while you were there. I didn't miss it.
Well, you missed. I had an awesome time in Detroit.
Yeah,
I had an awesome
time in
Philly.
I've been there.
Kansas City.
Never, don't need to go there.
Oh, that place was cool.
No, no one needs to go to Kansas City. You ever been to Kansas City?
Reno? Yes. You ever been to Reno?
That's one place I want to go.
I was so excited to go there.
It's intimidating to be in the presence of so many athletes.
I went to casinos in Reno. I went to a Libertarian Party meeting and said, I'm on Tom Wood's side, motherfuckers.
And what does that mean?
Yeah, what?
Oh, like the whole, like, are you with Tom Woods and his unenlightened right-wing garbage, or are you one of the new woke Democrat libertarians?
Oh.
Who's Tom Woods?
Never mind.
Yeah, we don't.
News quiz! Bum, 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 bum.
There was a massive terrorist attack on a mosque.
Wait a minute. Wait. No, that doesn't make any sense.
Hold on. Hold on a second.
What?
Say it normal, because I got to think about this. So,
I said
he's going to ask me first. God damn it.
There was a massive terrorist attack on a mosque in what country?
Trick question.
Hold on.
Terrorists can't answer.
In mosques.
Oh, yeah. Brett, shut the fuck up.
Oh, wait, you don't get the answer until I've failed.
The way this works is that it's really for Andrew because he knows nothing about the news. And then if he gets it wrong, you have a chance to jump in.
Okay.
All right. Here's the problem.
And then if you don't get it right, I have a chance to jump in, so I win.
Why would terrorists attack a mosque?
Right.
Yeah, why?
Okay, I kind of want to say Palestine just because I watched an episode of Curb last night with Palestinians. But that's not right.
Or a country.
Yeah.
I feel like I might just play the numbers here and say India.
Okay. Final answer?
Yes.
Wrong.
Okay, Brett?
Terrorist attack on a mosque. Why?
You could keep playing the numbers. That's what I would do.
Well, I'm not going to say China.
No. I mean the Muslim numbers.
Yeah, a lot of mosques in China.
Yeah, but Indians aren't Muslim.
There's a lot of Muslims in India.
Probably not that many.
No. I bet you there's way more. There's like a 60-40 split Hindu-Muslim.
Don't know how you do that Hindu that you do.
Look up Hindus Muslims in India.
We will.
Alexa, how many Muslims are there in India?
Per capita.
180
That's
million.
A lot less than I thought.
Okay, yeah, I don't billion, million. Over a billion.
Shit.
All right. I can't believe
God
she answered
it.
That. Wow. Every time I ask her a question, like, why are you such a stupid bitch? She never answers.
No, she doesn't understand that. By the way, Puke and the Gang fans, if you're new, go back to the hiatus show where New Man first appears. That's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
And he talks to Alexa.
Hiatus.
What country, goddammit?
The United States.
What? Really?
I don't know.
Don't you think you would have heard of that?
I don't know.
Okay.
Why would he have heard it?
Great Britain.
I didn't hear it.
If it had taken place.
Hang on.
Oh, it's probably some European country.
I
want to
have a
country.
Second guess.
It's probably
okay,
European
fuck
country.
It. Yeah, second guess.
Pakistan.
Nope.
Fuck.
All right.
We got closer that time.
I'm playing the numbers.
Yeah.
Would I be closer if I went more to the west?
The wrong
into
numbers.
Europe?
Not north. Into Europe, but more west.
Egypt.
West of Pakistan.
Ding.
Afghanistan?
He said Egypt.
Egypt? Wow.
Do I get a third of a point?
Sure. I'm not keeping track. I won't know.
I'm winning.
So 235 people were killed. They set off a
Holy
bunch
shit.
Of bombs
oh,
inside.
Jesus.
And then when people ran out, they shot them. It was ISIS.
Why?
ISIS.
It Why?
Some, because it's like some other Muslim.
Oh, yeah. This is
so
this
right,
the thing.
There's like different types of Muslims, kind of like in the U.S. if the Baptists attack the Catholics or some shit.
Yeah.
And they're like, Catholics are wrong about Jesus, and the Baptists are right about Jesus. And then they had a war where they just kill each other.
Watch Godless, listeners.
Quick story here. one of the reasons why more radical Muslims don't like Egypt is very westernized. Egypt is very friendly with the United States. And in 1981, a group of radicals that actually some of the people who became Al-Qaeda killed the Egyptian president, Anwar Sadat, and then they were put in jail.
Mm-hmm.
And so then when the United States was trying to defeat the Soviet Union, the Soviets were occupying Afghanistan.
Uh-huh.
So they arranged somehow for the people who participated in the Sadat assassination to be let out of Egyptian prisons so they could go to Afghanistan and fight. Then they stayed there, and some of them formed Al-Qaeda.
Call back to the break show, which you haven't heard yet. I feel like Larry David could just go in and fix this.
Well, gosh. Are the Jews going to fix anything in the Middle East? I wouldn't count on them.
Jew can. One Jew can.
All right. One third of a point.
Next question.
How do you do one third in a computer?
One slash three.
Yeah.
Or Alt 0 1 2 1.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Here's the new rule. If you get it right, you get a point. If you get it right on your second try, you get half a point. If you get it right on your third try, you get a third of a point. All the way down to like 1/16 of a point.
Try 0 1. Alt 0 1 2 1 3.
I don't have a Windows computer.
You don't have a computer. Fuck.
They're different on Macs.
I knew this all back in the 90s.
Hang on, mofos.
Alt 0 1 2 1 5 makes an upside down question mark.
How many choices?
So if you're
get,
Spanish.
How many?
Three.
Okay, I mean, so you get three. So we'll go half, third, quarter, I guess?
No. One, one half, one third.
Oh, okay, that works.
I got a third.
A flat earther named Mad Mike Hughes was going to do what to prove the flat earth theory?
Sail his boat off the edge. Fly his plane off the edge. Drive his car off the edge.
Okay, you get no points.
He's going to fly a plane to Antarctica, to the ice wall.
Negative. Want to guess again? You get two more chances.
I already guessed my three guesses.
Oh, yeah, he did his three. He was like,
train off the edge.
I would think he was going to raise a balloon so he could see.
You're getting close, but not a balloon.
He was going to zep off the edge.
Oh, what the fuck that
Zeppelin.
Means. Oh.
A drone?
Nope. Not a drone.
And those are my three
guesses. Those
are three. Rocket.
Rocket? I feel like there's way easier ways to do this. Mike, Hugh?
A California man who planned to launch himself 1,800 feet high on a homemade scrap metal rocket.
This is like Evel Knievel shit.
Said he is postponing the experiment after he couldn't get permission from a federal agency. So he's like, I'm going to prove that the government is keeping our flat earth from the truth and all this shit. But then he's like, please, can I get permission?
Well, yeah. I mean, if they were like, oh, he's going to go over there and find out the earth is round, they would have given him a permit.
Yeah.
So this further proves his point.
Oh, yeah. I guess so. He could just say, like, see, they didn't give me a permit.
This rocket looks way too like what the 1950s thought of as a rocket.
Yeah, he's an idiot. Obviously, he's not a smart human being.
I feel like he needs
to. Are there any quotes from him in the article?
SpaceX.
Let's see what he has to say about it.
He says, it's still happening. We're just moving it 3 miles down the road.
So he speaks in complete sentences.
This is what happens anytime you have to deal with any kind of government agency.
Oh, he's a rebel, man.
Move to New Hampshire.
You try to stop me, I'm just going to find another way. Truth's got to get out there.
He's just got to connect with Randy Quaid. Put the resources
together. I think you mean Dennis Quaid. He's the crazy one.
Yeah, but Randy pulls the strings.
Randy's got the money.
None points for you.
Dennis has got the
secret money. No.
Okay.
It looks like Dennis has the money.
I gotcha.
Number three, this actor famous for his roles in Mel Brooks movies died at age 83.
Died at age 83. It's not Richard Pryor. Hang on. Famous in Mel Brooks movies. I mean, Mel Brooks was famous in Mel Brooks movies, and I think he's older than 83, though. Who is the fat guy? Dom DeLuise.
Negatory.
Fuck. Why would I guess Dom DeLuise?
Brett.
This was recently?
Yep. As in this week.
Okay. It wasn't Gene Wilder.
No, he died a while ago.
Yeah.
A Wilder ago.
Okay, so let's think about who's in Mel Brooks.
Oh, movie. No. Cloris Leachman?
Negative.
Close one.
God fucking damn it. What movies did Mel Brooks even make?
Spaceballs,
Men in Tights, Young Frankenstein. It's not History Peter Boyle. He's dead, and he was only in that one movie.
Blazing Saddles. Right.
Blazing Saddles.
Well, nope. You can stop
no, he
trying.
Did. This... No, he made that.
I haven't guessed yet.
You don't have to because it was Gene Wilder, but it was in 2016 because I don't know.
What the fuck are you doing,
I searched for
everyone
news
gets
headlines.
It right. Everyone gets
I
it right.
knew that. We knew that.
I searched for news,
Alexa,
and this came up for
somebody
some.
Somebody asked a question that's out of order in a news quiz, like if it was a long time ago, should everyone in the news quiz get it right?
It just
fuck
went
you.
Better.
All right.
All right.
We both get a point.
Okay,
there.
Well, fuck.
So I have 1 1/3. Brett has 1.
Okay.
Yes. In other words, because you both get 1 point, you essentially get 0 points.
No. Brett has 1.
You both get
I have
one point for the question in question.
Yeah, I have 1 1/3.
Yeah, he wants
4.
I don't want to come out of this game with 1/3 point.
This movie was released last week with a Rotten Tomatoes score of 41%.
No, that's not specific enough.
God damn it.
It needs one more piece of information.
Can you give us a hint?
It continues a series of comic book movies.
Justice League.
Dingarino.
Really?
That was probably too good of a fucking guess.
So I don't even get it.
I don't even know when the Justice League comes. No, you don't.
Because, well, that's fucking bullshit.
But you go on the internet. That's
no, I don't.
The
he hasn't lately,
yes, you
so
do.
I guess
no, yes,
yeah, I don't
you
know.
Do. I've been looking at pictures of myself on a trip.
Alexa!
Alexa, do I go on the internet? You fucking cunt. You don't know fucking shit.
This man defected from what country, and he was full of parasites.
Okay, where is a parasitic country?
Wait, you have to name the man.
No.
The country?
He said, what country did he defect
from? Who was the man?
He was full of parasites.
Sounds like a riddle.
Defected.
Yes, full of riddles.
Riddled with parasites.
Hang on. So, here's a riddle.
Laden.
What consumed. Can you put in a barrel that can be seen by the naked eye that makes it lighter? I feel like I may have asked this on the show
Fire.
Before. Nope. Ooh, that's a good one, though. That's a really good one. Wow. That should be the answer.
Yeah,
it's not, though.
It would make it lighter.
What can you put in a barrel
that can be seen with the naked eye?
By the naked eye.
That makes it lighter.
Colored helium.
Makes it lighter.
Steamed helium.
Well, we have to, like, really dissect each word. Barrel. Mm-hmm. There's a barrel of a gun.
Is it wood? No. Just think of a regular barrel.
Metal barrel?
Like a bourbon barrel or a wine barrel.
Oak.
What
oak
can
barrel.
You put in a barrel?
Or an old-fashioned barrel.
That makes it lighter. Like lighter in weight?
Sure.
Is it weight or is it...
A light bulb.
No, Puke's,
luminescence.
Well, Puke's answer works for both. So yeah. He should get the points. But it's not the answer that I had in my head. So lighter in weight.
Okay, so it's visible.
Uh-huh.
And you put it in the barrel and the barrel becomes lighter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a hole.
Yeah!
Ah!
Wow. Okay. Afghanistan. Fuck if I know.
Okay, Brett.
What's a really gross place? Let's think Africa.
That's what I thought of first, but
yeah.
I didn't want to be racist.
Well, yeah. I mean, we'll egg on our face if it's like Canada.
Grossest
well,
to
places.
Be fair, not a lot of people defect from Canada.
All right, he defected. Oh, okay. Venezuela.
Oh, I got it. North Korea.
Boom. Andrew got North Korea.
God damn it.
Shit, yeah.
For a half
quiz.
Point.
And someone should have told me they were doing a news quiz.
So I have 2 1/3 point.
I have
no.
One.
Yeah, I have
this is confusing.
2 1/3 and
no.
1 half. 0.75 of a point.
Wait. What are we trying
I have
to add?
2.2 points. 2.267.
I don't know. Fuck math.
2.267.
What did you try to add?
I tried to add 1 1/3. Oh, fuck. No.
1 1/3. Just tell me the numbers.
Alexa!
I have 2.83.
No. We don't need her help.
Two
Alexa, go back to sleep.
0.83 repeating.
No, tell me the numbers you're trying to add. Is
1 1/3.
1 1/3.
Versus half.
1 1/3.
Plus half.
Versus half.
Plus half.
Okay.
So I have 1.83 repeating.
Hold on. This is hard to
no,
do.
No, I do.
This is hard to do.
I played Math Scrabble.
That was so horrible.
And wait a minute. And a half. Wait a minute. 1 1/3 and what?
And a half.
What am I thinking? Okay.
I'm right.
So, I'm right. 1 5/6.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Sure. But puke.
2.8333 repeating.
That's impossible.
It won't.
Oh. All right, what's 5 divided
because
by 6?
Because I have less than 2 points.
What's 5 divided by 6?
No, you have 2 points.
I don't have 2.5 plus 1/3. I have 1 and 1/3 plus a half.
You have
1 and 1/3 plus
2
half.
Oh. Points.
Oh, look at all the points I have, Brett.
Plus a half.
I know, that's good.
2.83 repeating.
It's going to be hard for me to win.
I am now removing
wait,
1 point.
Put calculator. Put up the calculator and do 5 divided by 6, and let's, if it's 0.883 or whatever that was,
8.3333
repeating, then I am
correct.
Oh.
There you go.
Yep. So 2 5/6 points minus 1 point for arguing.
I'm good at math, and I wish people would ask me more math questions on
the
show.
You should have been there on Thanksgiving. We played Math Scrabble.
Yeah, we played this fucking game. It was Math Scrabble, and I'm just like, why did I agree to this? I can't fucking do math in my head, let
alone
fractions.
Ask me a math question.
What the fuck is math?
It's like when you add and subtract.
That's arithmetic.
And divide. And you do some tricks.
Do you fucks want to continue this quiz?
Yeah.
I want a math question.
I don't have
any. Ask him a math question.
Ask me a math question.
Who is Frank Castle?
Oh, come on.
The Punisher.
Okay, Andrew gets a point.
3.83 repeating.
That was a question?
No. Yes.
What, oh, really?
It was.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Sweet.
I had to think of a questions.
We both watched the trailer for it last night.
I only got to nine questions.
That's a lot of questions. That's good. Keep going.
This vehicle prototype price was released this week. At $150,000.
Vehicle prototype price.
Well, the prototype was announced, and then the price was announced.
Fuck.
Tell us the country that the vehicle's made.
Yeah.
It is an American brand.
U.S. new Tesla Roadster.
Final answer?
Yeah.
Wrong.
Fuck. I have no idea then.
American.
The mid-engine Corvette.
Wrong.
Fuck.
$150,000.
You're close.
It's made.
Made in America.
By an American car manufacturer.
New Viper.
It has not been made yet. Andrew's wrong.
Fuck.
Three tries and
the
he's out.
Company making the car is Ford.
Negative.
The company, it's a car that
he's
has existed
before. He's trying to guess without actually making wasting a guess.
No.
That's what he's doing.
That counted because I answered, so you're down to like half a point, or third
all
or
right.
something now.
Is it, give us a, is it a company that's made cars before?
The yes.
Is it Dutch?
No.
Is it Ford?
No.
Nobody asked that.
No,
no, okay.
Sorry, and I
just,
I'm sorry.
Keep asking questions. I'll give you a third of a point if you ever get there.
Is it GM?
No.
Because you said I was close with mid-engine Corvette.
And it's American.
No,
and it's not Tesla?
Panos.
You were close on your first answer, Andrew.
It's electric.
Like Tesla?
So it's electric.
You're close on Tesla.
The Faraday Future?
No. Nope, you're getting farther away. I don't understand why you changed companies.
Oh, Tesla has another car?
The
truck.
Well, it was a...
The Semi.
Semi. It was the Semi.
The autonomous Semi, right?
Yes. Andrew gets a third.
I get no point.
Point.
No, I was beyond my third guess.
Well, that was the shittiest news quiz of my life.
It's not over yet.
It's not over yet.
All right. Well,
wait
it already
for the
is.
Shit
it's,
to continue. What character was dropped from a car show? It is an internet car show.
An internet car show.
Lost a character.
Lost a on the internet. Now, when you say the internet, does that mean like it's a Netflix show or an Amazon show?
It's internet, yeah. As in,
that's the internet,
not ABC.
God,
or something.
Oh, that's easy. The Grand Tour lost the American.
Okay, there's a point for Andrew.
Ha! Suck it.
Well, I didn't even know anything about any of that, and look at the news.
Well, that was the worst part of the Grand Tour, and they dropped him.
Yeah.
Good.
This car company.
And he was happy about it. He's like, yeah, I was no good on that shit.
It was reported this week.
That's some news I actually read.
That this car company burns through an estimated $8,000 a minute.
Tesla.
Correct.
I don't know. I was just thinking of some car company that's constantly losing money except for these fucking nerdy investors.
Boom. Here's your points. 1 plus 1 plus 1 plus 1 plus 1 plus half plus third.
So I have 5.
That's
8,
your math
8,
question,
3
Brett.
Repeating.
Add that shit up.
That's the same as it was before.
Oh, fuck.
5 and 5.
Right.
I just have to add 1 a couple more times.
And I got one riddle point.
This was the best news quiz ever.
Brett got 1 point.
No, I got a riddle point.
You got 1 point.
He got a hole.
No, did you get a riddle point?
Yeah, he got a hole.
Brett gets 1 point riddle.
No, plus my other one.
Oh,
I have,
yeah.
So I have one plus a one riddle point. Riddle point. Don't that makes it look like I told a riddle.
Fucking A.
All right.
This is the show notes,
everyone. No one's ever going to see this. It's just stupid.
Oh, no, it's not even the show notes. It's just a Google Doc.
Yeah, it's just dumb.
See, that's the thing. See, Puke made it unfair because he made it car news.
Wait, what do you mean unfair?
Ooh, look at that Bentley
Bentayga.
That's a terrible name. Let's have a look.
Well, so obviously Nick never puts, I think he's had like one car question, and even Andrew still struggles with some of that shit. And thus, I thought that if I added in some car news, Andrew might have a better chance. That
yeah,
is hideous.
I appreciate that, but to be fair, it's not like you were the second person guessing. It was Brett.
What's your point?
He hasn't seen much news, and he certainly hasn't seen car news.
Oh, well.
So if I don't get the point, he's not going to get those car points.
That's fine. I didn't tailor it to fucking Brett news.
Wait, shut up.
Or something. I didn't think, well, whatever. The news, the quiz is for you because you're an idiot.
Okay. So, let's do a new quiz.
Yeah, right now. Think of it.
All right, what
10
is
seconds.
1 5/7 plus 2 3/8?
Wait, one. Oh,
oh
shit.
Fuck balls.
Just fuck me.
Can I get some.
No, wait a minute. We shouldn't do this because this is.
I'm not
shows.
Doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
I need computer noise because I was going to play noises.
Suck a dick.
I thought you were going to play some calculating. Anyway, so good show. Anything else?
Oh, yeah. Do we want to quit?
We could quit. I did want to talk about conspiracies, but I don't know how much of one wants to talk about that.
We could do like a half hour. What time is it?
It is 3:06.
I need to go number two somewhere eventually.
Oh.
It's been very hard to be on the road because it's like...
Oh, yeah, exactly. You've got the anxiety.
Where can you go number two? Like, you get to a place and you go, can't go here. And now...
Hotel rooms.
Hotel rooms were great. And I stayed in a lot of hotel rooms.
Yeah.
But you're only in a hotel room for so long. And is it going to happen in the window of time where you need to go?
Oh, yeah, you don't want to go to a rest area. You don't want to go to gas station.
I did
gas
rest areas. I did one in Pennsylvania that was...
Fast food restaurants are better.
No, that's terrifying.
No.
Someone could come in.
That's fine. I'm more concerned about the filthiness of the place.
Every place is filthy.
Yes, but no, but fast food restaurants are clean daily. Gas stations, you're really rolling the dice because they could be like, yeah, here's a key. You got to go out the door, make a left, go around the back of the building. Then we have this weird door where it's not climate controlled in this room that no one's been in for months except for people shitting.
I need a place that's got like 20 stalls.
Yeah.
And, oh, my God.
An airport.
I was at these places out west, and the stalls were really short. Somebody could walk up and just look over at you.
What?
Yeah, they were
that's
really
horrible.
Short. The stall height, the stall was less than, like, it was about 5 feet tall.
Wow. That's not good
I'm
for,
not even kidding.
That's not good for I the have looker either.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it was really weird, and I have a picture of it because I was like, I need to go. But I can't go here. And it was in a remote middle of nowhere, like in Kansas. No one else probably ever would have even come in.
Did you save the location? Because we need to make a road trip there and get photos.
I have a photo of it.
No. I meant like of us just sitting in the toilets all like looking at each other or doing a podcast. You just see.
No. The front stall height. I don't know if the sides were. No, the sides weren't higher.
This has been Puke of the Gang, episode 305. Thanks for coming out, Brett. Show at PukeOfTheGang.com for emails, and you can go to PukeOfTheGang.com/VIP to hear that PCLs and such. I like how Brett, when he whispers on the mic, gets quieter than if he had whispered in real life. Like, he can't hear shit.
I'm out of songs.
See? That's what happened.
I have to compensate for it.
Start over!
And you throw it off.
This has been Puke and the Gang, episode 305. Thanks for coming out, Brett.
Thanks for having me. This has been absolutely great. This was one of the things I miss most about New Hampshire. Puke and the Gang.
Yay. Do we need to plug anything else? Are you gonna whisper some more?
SchoolSucksProject.com is my website. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. And I know there's people out there who are paying you guys. That means they have enough money to pay me, too. So go to Patreon.com. You muted me? Did you mute me in the middle of that?
No.
Patreon.com/SchoolSucks. Patreon.com/SchoolSucks.
You can follow Brett on Instagram, too.
Yeah, my Instagram is phenomenal, I think. I really have done a great job with it.
You can see that squirrel video he's talking about.
Yep, it's from Sacramento. You'll have to scroll back a little bit.
Fun stuff.
That's about it.
Hi, everybody. Rock on!
Question.
Hello?
On your way home, can you help me bring two dressers upstairs to my place? They are too heavy.
Two dressers.
All the drawers are out already.
All the drawers are out.
He has spoken.
When we were praying, I felt uncomfortable, as I always do, and I always have going to Christian houses. I never know what to do. I'm like, do I close my eyes? Do I fold my hands? Do I do this?
No. I just sit there and stare.
Do I do the Barbara Eden?
Yeah. I do. What the fuck is that?
Genie. I dream of genie. Oh.
Yes. Whenever anyone prays in here at someone else's house, you jump up and dance. And do it.
Well, so as soon as he was done, everyone's saying amen. I didn't
believe. Oh, it's my time to dance now that you're praying.
Do you have like a horse walking up?
I didn't want to say amen. So instead I said, oh, and he was thanking God and the Lord or whatever. So I just said, thanks, Trevor and Melissa, for all this food. And that was nice.
Yeah.
And I didn't have to do anything religious or say amen. I don't even know what amen means. Does this mean okay? Like, okay, we're done?
Yeah, I don't know.
Is that amen?
Praise. Yeah, basically. Yeah, we're done here.
Praise God in the highest, basically.
Praise God in the highest?
Or hallowed be thy name.
Uttered at the end of a prayer or hymn, meaning so be it.
The kingdom come.
Yeah, okay, we're done.
You know, thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
No. I think I'm correct.
On earth
so be it
in heaven.
Okay, we're done.
Yeah,
that's closer than anything to do with God. So amen isn't even religious.
No, it is. I think it's definitely religious. Nobody ever says amen at the end of anything other than prayer.
Yeah, they do.
What?
I feel like whenever there's a black talking on a microphone and he's done, someone in the crowd always goes, amen, brother.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Regardless of the context of the conversation. Oh, yeah. Remind me to put you back to normal at some point.
Am I not normal now?
No.
What am I?
That's normal.
Oh, what am I now? What is this?
Higher pitched, more feminine.
Higher pitched. Oh, okay, because I'm from out of town.